Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, what I have here is an ebook reader from Amazon Kindle. A lot of people have such a thing nowadays. I wrote a small module, put it on CPEN. You can create something like this with it. What you see here is just a small example. You see some titles, you see a table of content, you can click on it. You see marked up text, code, picture. All this you can generate now very easily with this module. And I maybe have to mention that the format for Amazon Kindle is closed source. And I think it was not that easy before this module. So I just want to present you this new possibility of publishing your stuff. I actually don't know anything about ebooks. I did some research about the format, found out that it's actually just plain HTML, but not really complete, so you have to make some modifications. I found some tools already written in Perl, which do a lot of the work, but they were not on CPEN, but they were open source. I used them, wrote an API, wrote some tests, and released it to the CPEN to be of help. Until today and in the past, you wrote some code like that with this module. You could set some meta information like the author or the book title, the encoding and stuff like that. You can also set a table of content which will be generated automatically and is linkable. What you read here, MHTML, is what I call the HTML of this format. You can operate directly on it. You can insert page breaks. And the main method to add input is add pod content, which means you can just directly put your pod into the ebook. It will be converted. After releasing that, I got a very bad review. Well, the module is very helpful, but he kind of expected something different under this name. But I decided not to rename the module. I decided to write some new code. The code is not yet released, but what you will be able to do is to add general content, and you need to specify a driver. This driver can take some options. And I've written an example driver, which you can have a look of at the GitHub repository. I've translated the pod code to this driver format. So this will be working. And what I'm looking now for is people who are interested in releasing stuff for this device and maybe write some drivers for input formats. There were already some people interested in the module, submitted some patches. So please come to this GitHub account if you're interested, or send me an email. I'm done.